All right, then about recruiting the whites to the school. How did you accomplish that recruiting and finally reach your 600?
A lot of it, as I said, were from the people that I mentioned beforehand. They promoted this. They sent their children. They promoted others in their neighborhoods to make this attempt. And I might say Washington has far exceeded any expectation I had for it. Even today, it's an institution into itself, as everyone knows.
One time I was talking about this, you went with an exceptional black student and you took him with you. Tell us about that.
Well, I can't remember James' last name, but the community had been separated for so long, and whites had moved south and blacks had moved north, so there really wasn't any social interface, at least, between the two. As I recall, he was such a handsome, articulate young man. In my mind, he sold the program. I just sat there and listened. The white parents would question him about this and that, and he was so articulate. All I had to do was be present and drink coffee most of the time.
So you went to a number of homes or neighborhoods?
More than I can remember. I think I lost count at 40 or something like that, that we went. The parents would invite in three or four neighbors. It was a very small group, so people could get their questions answered.
When you were recruiting the white students, is it true the students wanted to attend and they signed up, but then when it actually came to enrolling time, that many parents actually said no?
I don't recall that. I don't know what happened there.
And only 67 students had actually enrolled, and that must have been then when you had to turn up the recruiting. You asked students to have input in the curriculum. Mm-hmm. What foreign languages would you like to take?
Oh.
And what was their response?
They would come up with the usual French, Spanish, German, and so forth. We were able to hire Ronnie Roberts.
Oral Roberts' son?
Oral Roberts' son. In my information, at least, Ronnie could pick up a foreign language. As a matter of fact, traveled with his father to foreign countries and oftentimes interpreted. Once Ronnie was on board, someone would say, well, can you teach this? How about Sanskrit? Oh, yes, we can. I think Ronnie was fluent in like 12 languages or something, like far beyond the common knowledge of even what language existed. That was a boon for us, and he was a fine teacher and a fine addition to our faculty.
And then he helped recruit probably other language teachers.
I'm sure, and students.
H.J. Green, he was the first white principal of Booker T.
Yes.
How did that come about?
We felt that if we were going to desegregate Washington High School, we needed to start with the principal, and so we switched. H.J. was at Hale at the time, and he was our first, you might say, white educator, recruit, I believe. He was kind of the benchmark, and it was a fortuitous choice on our part, because not only is H.J. a fine educator, he's a fine human being. His qualities came through to everyone. He was instrumental in helping to recruit white teachers to go to Washington High School, and also to maintain the black teachers who were already there and reassure them. Once the school was opened, having been principal of a couple other high schools, was very uncomfortable the first 6 months because everyone was so nice to everyone else. There were no fights, no arguments. He was kind of relieved when finally a fist fight broke out between two kids because he felt like things were coming down to becoming more like it really should be.